Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30 now, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. GE Aviation plans to add new jet engine work to its Strotherfield plant in Cowley County. Company spokesman Rick Kennedy says starting in January, GE's CF-34-8E jet engine will be built at the plant halfway between Winfield and Arkansas City. Says the new work will stabilize the employee count at the plant, which employs about 720 people. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become mostly cloudy across south-central Kansas as a system is passing from the Rockies into the plains, and a few sprinkles are possible, especially just to our north this afternoon into this evening. Today's high 49, clearing in 28 overnight, 52 tomorrow, and by Saturday night and Sunday, we could see some light rain as the system moves through. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. We have an north wind at 10 miles per hour. A man was a victim of a carjacking north of downtown Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened when a 23-year-old man parked his car in the 316 Hotel parking lot at 9th in Topeka. As he was going to work, he was approached by a man who put a knife to his throat, demanding the man's car, and the suspect drove away in the car. The next break in the case came about 3 hours later when officers were called to investigate a suspicious character in southwest Wichita near Euclid and Orient.
In reference to this call, officers made contact with a 28-year-old male. The male was found to be in possession of property belonging to our victim from the earlier carjacking. This suspect was arrested and booked into jail for aggravated highway robbery.
However, the carjacking victim's stolen car remains missing. It's a blue 2013 Honda Civic. License plate is 958HCF. The new leader of the Kansas Department for Children and Families has promised a thorough review of the state's foster care system.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel was hired December 1st to lead the agency. She met this week with a legislative task force studying weaknesses in the state's foster care system. Task force members say the agency needs to improve how it tracks children who left their assigned foster homes without permission. The agency says it's searching for nearly 80 children considered absent without leave. Meyer-Hummel says the agency has, quote, really great staff attending to this need. She also emphasized improving public transparency, adding that she'll review internal and contracting operations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Americans may notice a difference in their paycheck starting early next year if Congress approves a Republican tax cut plan. The IRS says taxpayers could begin seeing less money withheld as early as February. Voters in a major election chose none of the above.
Alabama's Secretary of State John Merrill says that more than 22,000 people voted for write-in candidates in Tuesday's highly contested Alabama Senate election. That number higher than the nearly 21,000 votes that gave Democrat Doug Jones the victory over Republican Roy Moore. A billboard in Dothan urged voters to write in the name of former Senator and current Attorney General Jeff Sessions. A Birmingham man told Fox News he would write in Luther Strange, the man Moore defeated in the GOP primary. And several others wrote in the name of University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
A letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office now confirms the Justice Department is conducting a criminal investigation into Uber over accusations of corporate espionage.
The federal judge overseeing litigation between Uber and Waymo, Google's self-driving car unit, unsealed a letter sent to the court by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Waymo's suing Uber for stealing trade secrets. One of the star witnesses in all of this, Richard Jacobs, said in a letter that Uber would use devices that erase messages to keep their discussions secret, and that Uber had a spy team whose goal was to acquire trade secrets. Jacobs was Uber's former manager of global intelligence, and he said he was unfairly fired. Uber Uber said Jacobs was trying to extort money from them, but settled with him for millions of dollars. Uber's alleged to have acquired the trade secrets from Anthony Lewandowski. He worked at Google before starting his own company, which Uber later purchased. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning, talking about yet, Ted, another Me Too story, right?
Yeah, Selma Hayek pens her Weinstein hashtag Me Too story.
Selma Hayek wrote an emotional essay in the New York Times op-ed section calling Harvey Weinstein my monster too. The actress detailed her meeting and subsequent deal she made with Harvey for a passion project, Frida, about the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. What was thought to be the beginning of her being validated in Hollywood became the beginning of a torrent of inappropriate, never-ending requests by the mogul, from everything from massages to showers to sex. Each refusal made Weinstein more enraged, until 5 weeks into shooting the film, he started making demands she be topless in the film or do a sex scene with a woman. She bargained and eventually added a kissing scene with Ashley Judd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
We have some breaking news this morning. The Walt Disney Company announcing today it's going to buy 21st Century Fox, the parent company of Fox News Radio, for more than $52 billion. That sale includes 21st Century Fox's film and TV studios, cable entertainment networks, and international TV businesses. Appearing today on ABC's Good Morning America, Disney CEO Bob Iger.
We believe that this is the way of the future, to be able to reach consumers directly. There's clearly a value proposition associated with that, but it's also something that consumers want, because in doing so, you can tailor the offering to consumers in far more customized ways, more personalized ways.
Disney buying 21st Century Fox.
And I thought Disney owned ABC.
They do.
Okay, so this is, okay, 20th Century Fox. Is that the same as the Fox Network?
Buying something else.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they can do that.
Buying another movie studio.
Or if they can get the approval on that. Okay.
I think if they got the money,
big deal.
They can get it bought.
Yeah.
Star Wars, it's finally here. Star Wars, The Last Jedi hits theaters tonight.
When last we left our hero, she was climbing a mountain in search of Luke Skywalker. And that's exactly where this story begins.
I've seen this raw strength only once before.
Rey joins Luke Skywalker on an adventure as she begins her lessons with the Force. But she has competition, the dark side.
Let the past die. Kill it.
And joining her on her journey, Poe.
A spark that'll light the fire.
Leia and Finn. Together, they unlock the mysteries of the Force and secrets of the past. Director Rian Johnson takes the latest Star Wars installment, The Last Jedi, into a new orbit. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And let's dive in a little more with the cast of Star Wars discussing this installment.
The Force is getting stronger. Star Wars The Last Jedi cast members Donald Gleeson, Gwendolyn Christie, and Andy Serkis define what they feel the Force is in modern-day terms.
The Force is love.
It's universal energy.
It's a collective consciousness in the good way.
Daisy Ridley shared her take on that as well.
What's interesting is, I think, because everyone's having a terrible year on a worldwide scale. And my sister, who does Reiki and energy healing and things like that, we were talking about how just the energy of the Earth feels a bit off. And I think it's that. Like, everyone can feel in the air that something's a little bit off because too much of bad stuff is happening and not enough good. So that really is simply, I think, what the Force is.
John Boyega had another interesting definition.
Wi-Fi connects us all. You have access to it if you pay. See, the Jedi, in order for them to have access to the power, they got to pay. They got to sacrifice something.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And I've been corrected, and I'm glad I heard this. Disney does not, this deal does not include news and sports networks.
No,
this is
going back to Disney buying 21st Century Fox. Does not include the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Fox Broadcasting Network, and stations.
I've been told that that's
Nor the FS1, FS2, and Big Ten Network in sports.
You get that. Okay.
Yeah, those will all be spun off into some sort of a new company.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Good.
The lawyers are all handling
that. The lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got some noteworthy films making it into the National Film Registry.
What do the films Field of Dreams?
If you build it, he will come.
And Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
Have in common? They are among the 25 movies added to this year's Library of Congress National Film Registry. Other films that made the cut, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? La Bamba,
hey, you guys!
The Goonies, and Die Hard. There's also Superman and Dumbo. The library selects movies every year for preservation based on their cultural, historic, or artistic importance. As of this year, the total number of films in the registry is 725. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Wonder when Surf Nazis Must Die will get in there. What do you think?
I liked some of those movies getting on
the
list.
There were some good ones.
A lot of
good ones there. You bet.
Some of my favorites right there.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Mobile is getting into the television business.
The country's third largest wireless carrier is launching a new television service in 2018 and acquiring television technology company Layer 3 TV to help build out its service. T-Mobile CEO John Legere says the decision is a logical next step for T-Mobile, given the general dissatisfaction of customers with traditional cable TV offerings. The announcement comes a month after T-Mobile and rival Sprint ended deal talks. Layer 3 TV integrates television, online video content, and social media, and is available in five cities across the U.S. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We've got another musical Christmas tradition on TV tonight.
Steve Harvey hosts tonight's Festive Fox Special Showtime at the Apollo Christmas, featuring performances by Snoop Dogg and Boyz II Men, Fifth Harmony, and DMX, plus new acts in the Apollo's famous talent competition. Harvey says the Apollo audience is very honest.
They'll boo you if you hit one wrong note. They'll boo you if you miss a word in the song. They'll boo you if you too much. They'll boo you if you're not enough. You don't know. But they've seen so many talented people, they just know how to be.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A little history for you today. 60 years ago today, coming out in Wichita movie theaters, The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh, great film.
Powerhouse movie. Yeah. Number one movie of 1958.
It was. Huge soundtrack.
Won seven Oscars, including Best Picture that year. It's been added to the National Film Registry. It's been included on the American Film Institute's list of best American films ever made. It was an American-British co-production.
Yeah.
In the British Film Institute voted it the 11th greatest British film of the 20th century.
Directed by David Lean, and started him off on quite a streak there. Lawrence of Arabia came up.
Lean won the Oscar for Best Director. Alec Guinness won for Best Actor.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Great movie. Best cinematography as well.
Yeah.
Bridge on the River Kwai came out 60 years ago today. Also coming out 60 years ago today, Rabbit Romeo. Warner Brothers cartoon, Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Interesting plot.
Oh, okay.
Elmer receives a large package in the mail from his Uncle Judd Fudd.
Judd Fudd. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Judd
Fudd. In the letter, Elmer is asked to take care of the enclosed rabbit, a Slobovian rabbit named Millicent.
Really?
Promising $500 for Elmer to take care of this
rabbit.
He opens up the box. He discovers that Millicent is a huge, unattractive female rabbit with an Eastern European Slavic accent. Of course, he then...
A Russian war bride.
He then decides to get Bugs to cuddle up to this ugly rabbit.
It all goes downhill from there, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Rabbit Romeo. That came out 60 years ago today.
What's his uncle's name? Judd Fudd?
Judd Fudd. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago today, the world premiere of the movie In Cold Blood, about the murder of the Clutter family in Holcomb, Kansas. Some scenes were filmed in Holcomb, Kansas, at the Kansas State Penitentiary, and at the Clutter residence, too. That film has been added to the National Film Registry as well, In Cold Blood's 50th anniversary today. And 40 years ago today, the release in Wichita movie theaters of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Steven Spielberg movie that did a little sci-fi movie on a budget of $20 million. And it made $300 million worldwide.
I took my little boy to that one, and we enjoyed it thoroughly.
A little return on the investment there. Yeah. It is on the National Film Registry. Got nominated for 8 Oscars, only won one. Cinematography.
Close
Encounters of the Third Kind's 40th anniversary today. And we'll finish up with some of the late night funny. How about Bryan Cranston filling in for James Corden on CBS?
The story came out today that George Clooney once held a dinner party for 14 of his best friends. This is true. Where he gave each one of them their own suitcase filled with $1 million in cash. Wow. Well, I guess... All the time I spent with George on the movie Argo wasn't as special as I thought.
And the topic also came up for Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
You guys hear about this? Apparently George Clooney once gave his 14 best friends $1 million each. They were thrilled while his 15th best friend was like, what the hell, man? Like, we cool? Are you having a barbecue or something?
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Just drive on down to K15, pull on in at 208 South Baltimore, and get yourself a tasty pizza Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pizza John's in Derby.
844, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Kansas Congressman Estes sponsors a security bill. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.